Good morning, Mary Lynn.
Good morning.
How are you?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to Chloe. I cannot believe it. Well, I got to speak to you a couple years ago before season six, so it is so nice to talk to you again. I'm Jeff, by the way.
Hi, Jeff.
And I just got to say, I've been sad for 2 weeks ever since I heard that this is officially the last season of 24.
I got to say, I've been sad for 2 weeks, too.
Now, did you guys literally just hear about it kind of when everybody else did?
We've been thinking about it and wondering about it all year because there's lots of rumblings and discussions. I mean, you know, in the crew when we're working,
right?
There's a lot of rumors, but we sort of could feel that maybe this year was the last year, and so all year we've been waiting to get the official word.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean when we got it was any less sad.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think. Now, here's one of the things I wanted to ask. Are you guys still finishing this season, or are you done shooting?
We had our last day of shooting on Friday.
Oh, wow. So I bet that was pretty emotional then.
It was very emotional. The stuff that we're filming for these last few episodes, I've never experienced anything like that, even in my time on 24.
Wow.
Big stuff for me that I'm doing. And then also just the real life emotions of working so closely with everybody for all these years. It's been a major, major part of my life.
Wow. So I did not realize that you just stopped filming on Friday. So this is pretty fresh and raw for you then, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, man. I tell you, I thought the season this year started out, because I am a fan back to episode one of year one, and I thought the season started off really well this year. It kind of got a little slow, just, you know, for a short period in the middle, but I tell you what, I think the last 4, 5, 6 weeks has just been off the charts, classic 24, and the two-hour episode last week, you know, you're just like, just jaw-dropping, like, wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed because our DVR didn't work and I wasn't home for last week, so I missed. I'll have to go online and watch them.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because I have been watching every episode this year, and I totally agree with you. I think there were moments where maybe not quite as strong, but I'm really proud of this year. I think we're going out in a great way.
Yeah, I think so, too. And boy, the tension that has just been building all season between you and Dana's character. I mean, wow. And then when you ended up fixing everything the other week, you were so awesome. You stood up to Hastings and you said, come on, man, I can do this. That was awesome.
It was really cool. I'm really lucky that I get to have a character that somehow, some way, people are rooting for me. You know, it started out where I felt like I was going to get fired and I was the weird girl, which I was. But then, you know, being loyal to Jack all these years, it's been really fun to be able to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I bet. So can you set up anything about tonight's episode in particular? It sounds like it's going to be another big one. And I think President Logan is coming back, if I remember right from the previews.
Yes, President Logan's coming back. Chloe's taking over CTU. And I can't remember what else.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well, yeah, because you probably shot this two and a half months ago.
I can tell you what happens in the last two episodes.
Oh, and I'm sure we'd both get in trouble for that, huh?
That's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, well, if you're saying that the last two episodes are more emotionally draining than the last couple that we've seen even just these last few weeks, I can't even imagine. Like you said, it sounds like it's going out with just an amazing, and really, if somebody has not followed 24 all these seasons, they really just need to go back and rent them and start over and just watch them all summer.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, people's stories of renting the DVDs, and I think that's a really good way to do it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Did you like shooting the CTU New York angle this time instead of, like, L.A. or D.C.?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Now, I mean, for me, mostly it was interior, you know, going and seeing all these maps of New York and referring to New York stuff, and that's been really cool. I think it gave it a good kind of gritty vibe.
Yeah, especially the scenes, you know, like chasing the terrorists through New York and stuff like that. That was pretty intense, whether it was shot there or not.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I think it's cool. There's something kind of crowded, you know?
Oh, yeah.
More tense.
Yeah. Well, changing gears for a moment, how is your Cockapoo Emmy?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked about the Cockapoo. She's here with me right now.
Aw.
She's comforting me through these last days of 24.
I can imagine. You need a doggy to help you get through.
Oh, Cockapoo.
I remembered that from our last interview. You had maybe just gotten her like 3 years ago, maybe, or something.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. What other things are you doing? Obviously, 24 just wrapped up. It's been very emotional. But you do some funny stuff, and I mean, you're a comedian.
I am. 24 was my big, now I get to consider myself a dramatic actress, too. But that was my first and my major, you know, that was another thing that's emotional about it, because I got to grow as an actress on this show as well.
Yeah. And somebody told me here at work that you were in, you were on The Soup recently, and they said you were absolutely hilarious, but I didn't get to see it.
That was fun. That's a fun show. Talk about, you know, stand in front of the green screen and quick, and it was very fun and very loose, and I loved it. I played Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay. So I imagine I could probably YouTube that somewhere, right?
It's pretty good, I have to admit.
Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back there, you know.
Oh, I played Snooki brilliantly. It's going to blow your mind.
I believe it. Well, I'm already a fan, so you've already won me over. So this is, you know, anything else, whether it's Snooki or whatever, I'll be there.
Oh, thanks. I need that.
All right. Well, listen, best wishes to you, Mary Lynn. We will be watching 24 tonight, and especially hanging on to the last few episodes. Just my friends, family, we're just devastated. We can't believe we've only got another, whatever, 6 or 8 weeks of 24.
Me too.
Oh, okay, last thing. Anything about it going to move, transitioning to movies?
Yes. As far as I know, it's in the works. Hopefully, you know, within the next year it'll happen. That'd be great.
Okay, all right, good. So that's not just a rumor, that's possibly going to come true.
I've heard there's a draft, and that it's in the works. That's what I've heard.
Okay, all right, well, we've got that to look forward to, even though this is the last season on TV of 24. But you have been awesome. It has been so fun to watch you and watch your character, and we'll be watching for you and all this other great stuff coming, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Lynn. Take care.
Bye.